Hi everyone, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to present our work on the metabolic and immune features as predictive biomarkers of risk of stratification in skin carcinomas. In fact, exposure to UV radiation are one of the most significant risk factors for non-melanoma skin cancer, including cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma. SCC, or cutaneous squamous carcinomas, typically manifest as a spectrum of progressively advanced malignancies, as you can see on the pictures, ranging from a precancerous lesion, the actinic keratosis, to a squamous cell carcinoma, in situ, invasive, and then metastatic. A better understanding of molecular changes involving the transformation of this UVB precancerous lesions will aid in early detection and development of biomarkers. So we try to characterize the molecular and metabolic features of SCC at different stages of carcinogenesis, and we try to identify the immunologic landscape also at different stages of carcinogenesis. So first, you can see on the results, we perform concerning the metabolic features quantitative label-free proteomic analysis on human skin, on hyperplasia initial phase, actinic keratosis, the promotion phase, and the squamous cell carcinoma, also a progression stage. And we found that the changes in the topology of the metabolic pathways involved in the energy metabolism were very similar between hyperplasic, actinic keratosis, and peritumoral tissue, but on the contrary, the metabolic profile of tumors was significantly different. We can see a dramatic downregulation of the enzymes involved in the lipid biosynthesis and a substantial upregulation of several enzymes involved in glycolysis. We also see that purine and pyrimidine metabolic pathway were similar between the different stages. So specific metabolic modification, of which some persist throughout the tumor development, occur at a very stage of skin carcinogenesis. Then to explore immunologic landscapes of SCC at different stages, we perform a single-cell RNA sequencing on a premalignant and on an aggressive sample from the same patient. And we uncovered several immune cell subsets depleted in SCC compared to actinic keratosis, especially the B cells and plasma cells cluster. And we identify a specific clusters of macrophages and T cells in the tumor compared to the actinic keratosis. We also perform a proteomic analysis in different subgroup of patients. And as you can see, there is an interpatient metabolic heterogeneity between the different samples. And on the looking at the clinic, we also have a different aggressiveness of this lesion. So we are now comparing the different profile between the clinic and the subgroups in the proteomic analysis. To identify that metabolic and immune features could be used as pertinent biomarkers for stratification of SCC, in order to decrease the current strong economic burden of this precancerous lesion. Thank you for your attention.